Brings us to subset D. This is consideration of first reading. This is 2019-03, Title 18, and specifically the Downtown Overlay District. Daniel, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. This ordinance revision is being brought to you after significant discussion that was held at the, I think it was the December Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. During that time, there was an item that was being discussed about some outdoor storage that was occurring on a lot within the downtown overlay district. And one of the commissioners was reading through the actual ordinance and stated that, well, in several of these instances, we have been requiring people to abide by the regulations that are being included in the overlay district. However, the verbiage is actually should and not shall, or an imperative sort of language. Instead, it's more suggestive. Because of that, the commissioner stated it really needs to be updated so that you can properly enforce when there are violations of it. With that being said, they asked the staff to go through that portion of the zoning ordinance and make revisions so that most of the shoulds would become shalls, or that sort of similar verbiage change. With that being said, as we are going through, there were a few other additional changes that were made. I would say that they're all fairly minor. The additional changes state simply sections such as the most currently adopted building code instead of listing a year. Because, for example, you've just approved a more recent building code year. And so instead of having to go through all of our ordinances and every single different title where that specific year is included, just state the most current version that has been approved by the city. In addition, there is one kind of area that was additionally changed. That's in regarding balconies. It says that previously the overlay district banned balconies over public rights of way. Instead, we are suggesting new language that would say that balconies cannot overhang the public right-of-way by more than two-thirds of the width of the sidewalk. Again, as we're trying to encourage additional residential living downtown, a lot of the urban aesthetics from that includes kind of outdoor living type space. And so given that the sidewalks are 10 feet wide in downtown, plus most of the time there's about a foot of private property that's on there, if a balcony overhangs the sidewalk by 5 or 6 feet, that really is not a significant concern, because all of them have to be at least 8 feet above the sidewalk. And so that is one change in addition to changing the shoulds to shalls that we're recommending. There is one minor correction that I want to bring up that we are suggesting for the first reading. And that is going to be under subsection 2, letter D. Put that up. In the packet, there was language that prohibited the construction of balconies that had open grated floors. I need to have my glasses on. And after talking with actually one developer that's currently developing balconies right now, really, we don't see that that's truly a regulation that needs to be in place, that there can be other designs that are still fine with that. And so we would recommend a first reading that would include all the language, including the packet, less that last sentence in two.
Was the concern for open graded floors a concern that people may be dropping things?
Yes. Yeah, that's why we brought that up. But then again, looking at it, if that's a concern, someone could easily still drop something out of a window or off the side of a balcony. Is still a graded floor is still going to catch most things. And anytime you have a multi-level building, there's going to be some concern from that. And so that was the original intention, but thinking about it, we're not sure if that actually provides that much additional protection.
Also, there's no language in there that prohibits balconies from having supports that go down to the sidewalk.
Correct. And they could. However,
supports that go down to the two-thirds across.
No, no, they would not be able to. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You would be able to have a support as long as it goes on to your own property, but it cannot go into the ADA, or actually it can encroach into the public right-of-way whatsoever. That was one of the conditions that the city agreed to when we received federal funding for the Main Street improvements that we did, is that we can't have any further encroachments upon that public right-of-way. So you could have supports as long as it actually goes onto the property. If it goes onto the public right-of-way, we wouldn't be able to approve that.
I think one point, Daniel, I have a question about, you mentioned that, you know, downtown sidewalks are 10 feet, and that's specific to the Main Street reconstruction side of it. There's some side that are not, and that the two-thirds gives the flexibility of having different sizes. And you know.
Yeah, the sidewalks on Lizelle, as well as most of the cross streets, First and Harley-Davidson Way, those are much smaller.
Other discussion from council?
Becca's I had a question under subsection 11 with design guidelines concerning the snow removal area. I know there aren't any changes or anything in that. However, just in regards to our discussion regarding snow removal area a couple meetings ago, do you think any of that language needs to be changed, or is this is in this means where the snow is pushed and
yes.
piled and
yeah.
okay.
So what this is stating is that for new construction, I think that's an important thing too for everyone to know, for new construction. So if a new fourplex condo was being built on the 900 block or something like that, part of the plans would have to show actually where they're able to locate the snow, and that snow would not be able to interfere with site triangles. It would not be able to interfere with their required off-street parking. That's something that had the city had those sorts of regulations in place, you know, 50 years ago or 100 years ago, I think it would be beneficial. But here, at least, we're trying to improve it going forward.
So it's not a snow removal area definition. It's not the same as what we were discussing.
No. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just wanted.
Route as well as before.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just wanted clarification.
Any other discussion?
What the counselor brought up was in Section 8, and that, again, is for new construction. So anytime there would be new construction of multifamily dwelling units, so again, in the example, if there was going to be a fourplex that was going to be built somewhere, then they would have to have one off-street parking space per dwelling unit. That could be in a garage, or it could be a driveway behind, or however that might be. And then there's also required guest parking spaces. So, for example, if you were building a four-unit condo or apartment complex or anything like that, you'd have to have five off-street parking spaces. Again, that's for new construction. So if there's, which there are residential spaces that are currently in downtown, they are not required to meet this. But for anyone who wanted to build a new one downtown, they would have to meet those conditions. But without a doubt, sorry, I just saw it. Well, it would be more challenging, but that's where you can offset things from the alleyway. For example, if you have your structure actually built, which is what would be encouraged, probably 25 to 30 feet, further from the alleyway, then that's where you could have your off-street parking for your residents. So the ground floor units on the last portion is actually authorizing that someone could actually have residential units that would be on the ground floor. Previously, there was no residential units that were even allowed downtown. And when the Downtown Strategy Task Force was looking at this, they said, no, you actually want to encourage, which is part of the new urbanism movement, you want to encourage people to live downtown. And the reality is that certain areas, commercial properties likely are not going to be as successful. So in those certain commercial areas, it's okay if you actually had ground floor residential as well. Not requiring it. So you could have a business on the first floor and then residences on a second and third floor. But if a developer would like, they could have residences on the first floor as well as the second, third.
That does not include any new remodeled present buildings.
No, if you remodeled a present building, you would be able to have ground floor residential. But if you remodel it and change its use, then you would have to have the required off-street parking. If it was a multifamily, unit. So if I was a private developer and purchased a building, again on the 900 block, I guess, and changed it from a commercial use into a residential use, I would be able to do that. I'd be able to have ground floor residential units and second and third floor residential units, but I would have to have off-street parking because that's a multifamily unit. So, for example, Charlie's, if someone were to purchase that, you could put residences on the ground floor as well as the second floor, but you would have to have additional parking spaces. Now, that additional parking spaces that are off-street is only for residential uses. That's not for commercial activities. So if someone were to purchase a downtown building and put a bank in or put a hair shop or whatever else, you wouldn't have to. Regulations are only for residential. And the reason for that is just saying if you actually live downtown, you're going to want to have a place that you know you're guaranteed to be able to pull your vehicle in and park. That's the philosophy behind it.
It seems there may be a couple of potential violations due to these changes that are probably going to go through. And I'm just curious if we're giving any of those people a heads up that this is coming so that they can start making some arrangements to make other things suitable for their business.
It would be for, yes. The ones that are making a change, especially in the outdoor storage or something like that, yes. We've been in contact and we'll continue to be in contact with them. Sorry, I was thinking about parking, thinking, well, no, that wouldn't apply, but yeah, I see what you're saying.
Any other discussion from council? How about public input on this matter? Mr. Potts.
The downtown overlay is not enforced during the rally period, the same as our signage ordinance and things like that. That there are large portions of our ordinance that are enforced during the rally, but as far as the portions of the overlay and things like that, those aren't truly enforced during that. It's meant for permanent areas.
Any other discussion? Mr. Bradley's coming up.
Thanks. I appreciate you guys updating this on the balconies and canopies. A couple thoughts that pop into your mind when you're out there in the dark Saturday measuring to see if you're in compliance or not. How do you define this, the width of the sidewalk? I mean, that might be obvious, but, you know, do you include the curb or don't include the curb?
Yeah, it would be including the curb.
Okay, because that's what, like I say, and then, you know, is that from the wall? Because there's that first section of...
It would just be the public right-of-way portion. And so...
Because that changes the calculation a lot if you're measuring from the wall... And that first, that, what is it, the red section?
Yeah, you have almost, I think, a foot or a foot and a half.
Right, so that changes the calculation. Because all the sidewalks aren't the same size down there. And then even the Main Street sidewalks aren't the same, right? Because how do you measure it if you got a
building for
a bump out? And you got the planter, right? So that's a, you know, with the planter, it's still bigger than the Second Street side, but it's not as big as your neighbor's side. So, and then do you measure that? If you include the curb, obviously you can include the gray spot or the gray section,
yeah.
But that would help.
Yeah, so it would be from the face of the curb to the property line. And most storefront, well, I don't know about most, but several storefronts have a foot and a half from the property line to where their building actually sits, although some don't have that. And so whatever is actually on their property, that does not count. It's just whatever is actually overhanging the public right-of-way. And so that would include planter or anything else. So that's all part of the calculation. That's two-thirds, I think.
Right. So And then, you know, how big do you actually want them? And how much variance do you want up and down Main Street if there's more of them, right? Because, you know, if they were all two-thirds, there's inherently some variance because of the bump outs and the steel and stuff. And then, you know, some of them can get pretty big, you know, because that sidewalk's pretty big. And if you don't count the right-of-way part, it's even bigger.
They could get quite large, but at the same point, too, structurally, and the reinforcements that would be required if you have a...
Understood.
9-foot balcony, that would be...
I think part of the important discussion is there enough flexibility in, say, in two-thirds of the sidewalk because of the variations up and down Main Street that we're not passing an ordinance that we're going to put people in a pinch when they are investing in our downtown and trying to make downtown a higher active area and a more beautiful place. But as I can only bring up discussion points, I can't lead direction, but I think that's worth discussion for sure.
So what is it if you have a bump out? Is it just to the planter?
It would be to the face of the curb. And so,
and some of those are at an angle too, yeah. Right? So which portion of the curb?
It would probably be the portion of the curb in front of wherever the balcony is.
Right, but the balcony could span the whole curve. So, yeah. And I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm just telling you what runs through your head.
The reason why usually you're not able to span the entire width of the public right-of-way is because, you know, the trees and landscaping that are put there that you want to make sure that there's some growing space for.
And I'm not lobbying for more.
Yeah.
Right? I know one guy that wants more, but I'm not lobbying for more. I'm just saying, because mine are only 4'4", which I assume's well within the range.
Yeah. And I think in your area, you'd be able to go the full foot beyond, plus it's 10 feet.
Well, if you can go all the way to the curb face, you can,
you can
make an obnoxious balcony.
Yeah, you could have almost a 7-foot wide balcony, I think.
Yeah, and so... I'm not lobbying for more. I'm just saying, how do you define it? And so, for whatever that's worth.
With that definition, I see us having some ugly buildings. I mean, I see some that are going to be 7 feet wide and some that are going to be 4 foot wide.
Right.
Perhaps this is a situation where we want to specify no more than like 4'5" or something.
You definitely can. I mean, it's in your prerogative. I just, at the same point, if someone brings in a great residential project, I know a previous city I was at, we put together a very nice loft downtown project, and the balconies were, I think, 6 feet wide that were from it. And they were very nice balconies, and they were used a lot, and it looked cool, people out there barbecuing, and it enlivened the street frontage. So I guess I would be in favor of allowing as much as possible, knowing that the larger the balconies get, the more expensive, and so people are not always going to just say, I want as large of a balcony as possible. But whatever the council wants is
and the two-thirds is... way to do that.
Yeah.
As long
give
as
some flexibility.
It's clear what...
yeah. How that's
you
measured.
Define that.
I truly don't feel that the planners, like, in going out, I mean, it sort of should be a straight line. If it's the curb of Main Street, the old Main Street or whatever, that's what I feel that should be sort of what we limit on to the what we're allowing for, because... I feel that we've done a lot of work downtown, and it could get pretty ugly if somebody does want to really run one out there. And then truly you are covering the whole entire sidewalk, but you aren't because you're going to the planter. And
I think with that discussion, that's the one possible solution is, you know, two-thirds of the public right-of-way or no greater than a certain distance would qualify for what you're talking about, Jason.
I think that kind of makes sense. It kind of relates back to Mr. Bradley said, you know, you don't want all kinds of different stuff too much? I mean, it's there's got to be some uniform something that would make it aesthetically pleasing for the whole downtown.
You don't want to get in a competition with Strain, who's got the biggest balcony.
Right. You know how that'll end up. So,
I agree with Jason that it should be a straight line, not, you know, one balcony can be bigger because they got a bump out.
Then. Right.
I agree with that.
About further discussion. Go ahead, Daniel.
If that's the case, then I would recommend that it would be 2/3 or 6 feet, whichever is less. That way, if it's a smaller sidewalk, that's...
I like that because that's easier to manage.
What I understand from that is it would be up to it'd be 2/3, but not to exceed 6 feet of that calculation. So it might, for example, you might have variation of maybe 4 to 6 feet, but not beyond that.
So what's the, I mean, you
definition
got,
of the measurement?
Rick probably know. I mean, what is the widest sidewalk, and how would that calculation play out? Yeah, but just like in front of Mike's building, it's 10 feet.
So then you'd be...
to the curb face?
Right, so...
Right,
so you're just basically limiting it to 2/3, but other places it could be correct.
Right.
So the 6 feet in some places limits it, and the 2/3 in other places limits it, which I guess that makes sense.
Is there other discussion?
Approximately 80 inches, what it come out to be. 120 inches is the 10 foot 6, something like that, with the curb in there. 84, 7 feet.
So you're saying instead of the 6 foot, 7 foot would is what your point?
7 foot would be just a touch over the 2/3, but 6'6" would be adequate.
But it wouldn't be if you counted the curb.
Yeah, because, 100, it would actually truly be 125 inches if it was 5 inches or the curb stop,
But are we still back into a situation where Mr. Bradley's going to do, this is going to be 4'4". It's quite a difference going down or in a 6 foot. So when we get that close to the face of the curb, and I like, you know, I need a straight line. It just, everything works better for me with straight. If you're going to include the curb, that's going to make a big variance anyway. So it's going to be the back of the curb.
Not if we cap it at the 6 foot maximum or 7 foot, whatever's discussed, because whichever's less is what would work. So on a 10 foot, you know, you'd still be capped at just under 7 feet. So I think the 6 foot makes more sense.
Would there ever be the chance that somebody would go beyond the 10-foot setback, 15, 20 feet back, and want a deck larger than that, yet still?
That's allowed.
Because that's private property.
Correct. So this is only on the balconies that overhang over the public right-of-way. So, for example, there is someone that's looking at doing a private residential, and right now they're questioning where they would set the front of the building. You know, would you set it back or not? If they set it back 20 feet, then not that they would, but they could have a deck that's 20 feet wide.
Right. And I don't remember who said it, but you can only hang so much off these old buildings.
Right. There's engineering that restricts too.
Right.
Any further discussion? Public or council?
That's what I'm saying. Keep talking about it.
2/3 is 70.
I think the uniform all the way down is pretty much impossible. I mean, I like the sounds of a 2 by the aesthetics of it, but because the setbacks are different on some of the buildings and because the structures that are being built or remodeled, each use is going to be a little bit different. I think the uniform's a pretty high price to reach for sure.
It doesn't feel, like I said, I mean, we just came out of the gate at 4-4. Not knowing, I mean, we think that's adequate. So, you know, I think 2/3 is,
I guess I like the idea of 2/3 and a maximum of 6 foot.
So truly, like the 125 inches, 2/3 is 82.5 inches. approximately just about 7 feet. So,
yep.
That's what, yeah. The two-thirds, I would say, would be adequate, as in you won't get anybody out over past the 7 feet, out too far, and then we'll be, if it smalls up or whatever, the sidewalk, I would still think that looking down Main Street, it would still look uniform also.
What does that do to future maintenance, building maintenance?
It'd probably be situational on that. I mean, it depends on what's exactly happening. If that had to be used Main Street, they'd have to come talk to us about any other discussion. Is anyone willing to make a motion on this first reading?
Not me.
We just got some direction going on here. And I mean, yes, I get what, Ron's saying, I guess the 6 feet. And as Rick was saying also, so what you're saying, Ron, is the two-thirds would be for places where the sidewalk is smaller than.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I have a question for the councilman. And so would it be your idea that, as suggested by Rick, it would be two-thirds of the distance, not to exceed 6 feet, measured from the back of the curb? Isn't that what you'd said, Rick? Well,
The two-thirds, yeah, the case if you had a actual 8-foot sidewalk.
Back of curb, yep. Yep.
Who's going to tell Mike?
I will.
his
No.
Or two-thirds.
Two-thirds, though.
Yep.
So two-thirds from the property line to the back of curb to a maximum
of 6 feet. Yep. Yeah. That's the way to cover both defining where the measurement goes to and gives us not to exceed. So.
So does it make a difference that we allow awnings to go out to 8 feet? I mean, is that something totally different?
Liz, come up and say that for the record, please.
An awning is easier to remove in case of if you had to go in through and clear it for, for equipment, for repaving or something like that. A balcony, once it's placed, it's going to be impossible. So you're going to want some leeway room behind the back of curb so that you can bring equipment in there in the future, long time away from now, to do any maintenance work on the Main Street there.
Thanks, Liz.
So I think what Daniel said is...
Yep.
And I think back of curb's fine rather than face a curb if that's fine. And I think the two limits, 6 foot or two-thirds, covers it both ways. So
we appreciate your input from someone who's dealing with it. How about now? Anybody willing to make a motion?
Move to approve first reading with the 6 foot or two-thirds of the public right-of-way measured from back of curb. Maximum of 6 feet or two-thirds over the...
It's the property line to the back of the curb is what it is. Yep, yep. Not from the building.
For the smaller areas.
Yep. And then the grate issue.
Striking that.
And striking the gray.
Yep. So we have a first by Jason. Is there a second?
Second.
A second by Rhea. Any last discussion? None being heard. We'll go ahead and roll call this first reading. Jason?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
I'm yes. Mike?
Yes, with concern.
And Terry? Yes. First reading passes unanimously. Thanks. Rod.
Thanks, Rod.
I'll tell Mike.
Thank you. We appreciate that.